brought my notes because I go on a tangent. So, yeah, this past year has been a bit crazy for me. Very unexpected year. But it's also been the year in which God has taught me the most about himself. And when Dad asked me to share a bit about the past year in light of the resurrection, I thought of kind of three things that kind of sum it all up. And that's obedience, identity, and grace, and kind of overall of that piece. So firstly, obedience. So I finished my degree at Bible College last year and got married shortly after to a lovely man. And our plan was to stay with my parents for a few weeks. And then Joe had a job lined up in Norwich. So we were all set. We were going to go there, had a plan. Whenever people asked, oh, what are you doing? Can we just have an answer, you know, not fumble around like, oh, I don't know. And as we got closer and closer to Joe's start date, we just began to feel a little bit unsettled about it all. Me especially, I think. And we were looking for property to move into and just for things to start taking shape, and it just wasn't. And I was praying about it, and we eventually came to the decision that it just wasn't right to move, which was quite scary because it meant that we were facing the unknown all of a sudden. We had an answer when people asked, and now we're just living with parents, as great as they are. So we decided that we were going to take the risk and not go. And in Jesus's death and resurrection, he showed complete obedience to God's will. He faced mockery, shame, and the most excruciating death and conquered it all, glorifying God with every step. We're not promised an easy life. We're called to follow Christ, even when it means taking risks and being uncomfortable. So that's what we did. And I was feeling quite confident about that in some ways because I was like, oh, great, I'm doing what God wants me to do. It's going to be brilliant. I'm going to get a job. It's going to look different, but it's going to look better because that's what everyone says, isn't it? Like, oh, God has something better. So we stayed in Brentwood and the job search began. And I was just really rearing to go. I'd finished my degree. I was like, come on, God, let's do this. And then the no's started coming back from job applications. And I think anyone who's gone for jobs knows how difficult it is hearing a no time and time again and how discouraging that can be. That was quite disheartening. And then all of a sudden, we found out I was pregnant. It's not beach ball, I promise. It looks like it. But that was a complete shock. And my kind of need for a job intensified because I was thinking, oh gosh, I need to get something sorted before I'm too big for someone to take me. And that desire just grew and grew. And I didn't realize how much of an idol I had made of it. I always thought that it was just what you did. You finish uni, get married, you do a job. And I didn't realize how much I had idolized that until it was taken away from me and how much I'd built my identity around that. Like, I'm a graduate, I'm going to get a job, my life's sorted kind of thing. That was kind of all of a sudden not an option, and the no's kept carrying on and I got bigger and a job was looking less and less likely, which became more and more scary for me. All of a sudden, I think I'd gone from this stage of, oh yeah, I trust God, to, do I trust God? to actually growing in trust for God and seeing his faithfulness come through time and time again. It's really easy to say, but actually really hard to do until you're faced with it. And I think one of the key questions that the resurrection calls us to ask is who am I? And in Jesus conquering death, if we've bowed the knee to him, we're offered everything. Our identity becomes a son or a daughter of Christ. It's not in a job, it's not in a relationship, it's not in anything but him. And work comes and goes, relationships come and go, health comes and go. Everything in this life is fleeting other than God and our identity in him. So that's kind of the second big lesson I learned. And then the last lesson was grace. Because, like I said, I hadn't really ever needed to trust God. I was kind of always in school or education or this or that. So everything was stable, and all of a sudden I actually had to trust him. And one of the most powerful things that's in the resurrection is grace. It's Jesus giving absolutely everything for us, although we deserve absolutely nothing. And I went from a position of thinking I deserved these things to now just being thankful that we have food each week and we have a roof over our heads and we have a family that cares for us. And we have all these things because God's given them to us, not because we deserve it or have earned it, but because God gives us everything through his grace. And the peace that comes from knowing and trusting and relying on him is so much better than trying to figure things out by yourself and relying on yourself and your abilities, because they'll always fail, but God never will. So that's me.